This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes on Friday. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sundu,
Audrey Raj.
Of course, Christine Wong is our producer. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We're talking about mascots today. Yes, really. Are they being killed off? In parts of Japan, they are. They're being told you must prove your worth or else. Sadly, Misabo, one of the mascots for Misato, which is a remote village, hasn't quite been killed off, but he hasn't finished doing his jump rope thing. Got to number 42. Didn't do so well. So they're wondering whether to spend more money on him. But we're talking about, you know, mascots in general and which ones kind of stuck in your mind when you were a kid. Or even up until now, like the Michelin Man and the Energizer Bunny and all of that kind of stuff. Do let us know via WhatsApp who's your favorite. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've got some feedback. We'll get to that in just a moment after the KLCI update from Oates.
So at break, the FBM KLCI is down 0.18% at 1,532 points. Among the most active stocks at break, EduSpec Holdings, XOX Berhad and iStone Group. Quick look at the currencies. The ringgit is at 4.19 against the US dollar. The Sing dollar strengthened against the ringgit is now at 2.99 and 5.40 against the pound.
Thanks for that, Auds. Right, we've got some WhatsApp. Jeff's going to pick up on those. Go on, Jeff.
Yeah, so WhatsApp from Madiha says, Duolingo, the language app, has an owl mascot called Duo, and the owl has recently teamed up with Angry Birds mascot, and it's cute, and it works.
Why do I know also that the Duolingo owl has been redesigned lately, and about a year ago, I think, they made him look less angry? Well, apparently.
Okay. Johan says Mario. Mario was a really good mascot.
Yeah.
How could we forget that?
Yeah.
And of course, Rose says my favorite mascot is the Michelin Man. For whenever you're feeling overweight, he makes you feel less self-conscious. Aww. All his folds and he's still smiling.
Oh.
Looking at Twitter, we've got one from Cuticura who says the ever ready cat, that black cat.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we've got another one here from Roshan who says, when I was a kid, I quite liked the orangutan mascot from the Commonwealth Games 1998, although not entirely sure how I feel about the mascot now, but still a little nostalgic. Yeah.
And he posted a photo as well. So
that's what it looked like?
That was what it looked like. And I'm with Roshan here. I really liked the orangutan mascot in the Commonwealth Games back in 1998. But now I'm a bit like,
looks a bit dodgy.
Times have changed, right? Times have changed. Okay, moving on to story number two. Odds, what's all this about then?
So this is a story about a man who left his job to be an entrepreneur and then his former employer acquired his company. So it kind of feels like Hotel California, you know? You can check out whenever you like, but you can never leave, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a story by Stacey Epstein, and it's not as bad as it sounds, or at least that's how he's making it sound. So Epstein used to work for this company called ServiceMax, and he left the company when it was thriving in the field of service management. And he also left the company after helping fuel 6 years of triple-digit growth. But while he was there, he learned so much about the industry and came to know customers intimately and realized that there was really no communication app that was tailored to a field-based worker who needed to easily receive and share answers to job-related questions in real time while on the job, you know, while at the worksite. So he saw an opportunity to bring something new to the market. And after many days and nights of contemplating his next move, he decided that he had to pursue his dream. He left ServiceMax and discovered Zinc, which is a startup with a horizontal messaging app. And for a while, he started to... He started to encounter challenges. Mm. He said that the Zinc's type of functionality wasn't a high priority for field service management software vendors. So the timing to bring the product to the market needed to be optimal, and I guess it wasn't really that optimal. And then soon, big name collaboration players entered the market with similar offerings and created confusion as their platforms were not tailored for field-based or deskless workers. While Zinc was, these bigger names came in and kind of like diluted the market for them. And then it left Zinc with a lot of educating to do for its customers. And this kind of divided the startup's focus and diluted their ability to execute. Mm. And that's when the idea of becoming an outcubator, as opposed to an incubator, came to Epstein. He said he contacted his former boss and the boss liked what he was doing. And since Zinc was not a competitor, they were invited to join the ServiceMax partner program. And as the collaboration grew, Zinc was bought over by ServiceMax. Now, while Epstein makes this sound like he was saved of sorts, the way he's selling it is he's saying that this external incubator or outcubator mindset gives the entrepreneur the ability to pursue their passion, and the former employer gets access to that solution, knowing that all development and testing has been completed and it is a product that's ready to go to market, right? But I'm sitting here thinking, like, didn't you leave the company to be your own boss? Mm. So I think this is a way, I mean, he's looking at this situation as a glass half full, you know, but the reality is when Epstein left ServiceMax, he was just an executive. Today, he is the chief marketing and customer experience officer at ServiceMax. So, he's back at his old place,
but an increase in, like, his, I guess, you know, scope
position
and stuff, right? So yeah, it's not as the So you know, the headline was like, oh boy, you know, poor chap,
poor dude,
you know, try to get out, start his own entrepreneurship journey, got roped back in into his old company. But then when you think about it and you listen about the story, it's actually, you know, I think a lot of people may have encountered something similar, in the sense that you work for a company for a number of years and you build that rapport, and then you realize there are holes that have not been filled in that particular industry, and then you may start your own kind of thing, and then realize that hang on a minute, maybe it's not as big as an issue that I thought it was when I was in that industry, and then you need some support. And it's just, I guess, the kudos to his former boss for actually, you know, taking back on and buying over that company to be part of their group itself.
I have a story that I can relate to this, actually. A company that I used to work for years ago, they I think I've told you this, they produced music, background music for businesses, essentially. I created, you know, fancy playlists. And my boss at the time went out and saw that there were certain holes within the business model for hotels and stuff. And so he incorporated another smaller business who did something very similar to ours and bought that company. And then one of the guys from that company left and went to create his own business, doing a very similar thing, but for a slightly different market. Then my boss, a few years later, bought his company. Mm. And that guy then became my boss. So when he came back into the business, it was like, oh, hello, Richard. And, you know, you're just like, I thought we got rid of you. But there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, when we first read this, I too was like, ooh, poor dude. But then, you know, I guess he's put a positive spin on it. And I guess he must be happy, you know, coming back to a company that he's quite familiar with and he's helped grow from the ground up. And now to be part of the C-suite at that company.
I wonder if he feels like just selling his portion of the business and just getting out completely, you know?
Maybe his relationship with his former boss was good and really good, and, you know, he'd be like, why not? Maybe that's the, you know, story.
All right.
Friends.
We're going to wrap up for this segment, and we're going to come back in a few minutes with our final story of the day about the resting risk face. Of course, we are talking about mascots today, and who is or was your favorite mascot? Do let us know. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Some music coming up from Kuko with Don't Make Me Fall in Love. And when we come back, I might tell you a little story about when I was once a mascot. Yes, I was. You're listening to Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.